There was a mountain in a dense forest, very deep, muddy path. One had to climb to reach it. Therein was a wooden house, and that was the sculpturing studio of New Vrindavan. Regularly I would go up there, climbing a mountain, going through the mud, into the forest, and entering into that wooden house, which had no electricity, no water. I would meet New Vrindavan sculptor, whose name was Bhagavadananda Prabhu, very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And he was to begin sculpturing a deity of dancing Krishna. So we brought him a cover of one of the old publications of Srimad Bhagavatam, and on the cover was a very wonderful painting of Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And that was to be the form in which he would sculpture this deity. At the beginning, I believe the deity was going to be put in a garden as a fountain. And he was sculpturing out of clay. We were very good friends. I would come up regularly. When I was doing college preaching, I would bring students to see his work. And as he'd be sculpturing Krishna, we would be talking, sometimes for hours and hours at a time, about philosophy. And gradually this beautiful deity of Krishna manifested. Then it was decided that he's so beautiful, he should be a deity, and Radharani should be beside him. And she should also be dancing. So I had the great fortune of being present as Bhagavadananda Prabhu sculpted Radharani as well. And then the sculptures were brought to Sudanu Prabhu, and he casted them into marble dust and resin to make them beautiful deities. Those deities were brought to Kirtanananda Maharaja's home to be placed on his altar, to be the center of his home. I remember very clearly the deities were brought to his home, and he looked at me and asked me, "What should their names be?" And I looked at them and prayed, and there was a picture of the parampara under them, and I happened to see Bhaktivinod Thakur, and I remembered the song, Yasomati Nandana. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. So I said, "Let us name them Radha Vrindavana Natavara." And he asked me, "What does that mean?" And I said, "It means Radharani and the best dancer in all of Vrindavan." And he said, "Yes, this will be their names. Sri Radha Vrindavana Natavara." And then the next cast of those same deities by Sudanu were brought here. Mahaprabhu's desire put on his beautiful altar. And they've been dancing here ever since. And inducing so many hundreds, thousands of people to dance along with them. My first meeting with Mahaprabhu was very interesting. I believe it was October of 1979. I was brahmachari at that time. And I came to India. I wasn't allowed to go to Vrindavan, but I was allowed to come to Bombay with Kirtanananda Maharaj. And regularly, an attorney named R. Maheshwari would come to discuss legal case. At that time, it was very intense, because many of the senior devotees, including Sridhar Swami Maharaj, were actually charged for murder. Mahabodhi, Patita Pavana, Chitrakar, so many devotees were there. And it was a very serious matter. But this Maheshwari, he was one of the key managed attorneys, and how he was fighting for the Vaishnavas. And in order to fight so hard for the Vaishnavas, he really wanted to know what they believed. So he was going deeply into the philosophy, and he just had so much love for the devotees. So much love for the devotees. He wanted to fight and give his life to defend them. And that really impressed me. He was dovetailing all of his propensities as a very intense personality who happened to be an advocate. He was dovetailing it all to protect the Vaishnavas. Not only for payment, but he was really doing it from his heart as a service. And through that process, Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas showered so much mercy on Mahaprabhu and Prabhu that he became completely sold out to Prabhupada's movement. And soon after that, took initiation. He was given the name Mahaprabhu, which means the great master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the servant of him. I was very, very deeply impressed by his dedication at that time. And of course, we have heard how His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was such an integral, intimate part of Mahaprabhu Prabhu's spiritual life. Sridhar Swami Maharaj also. And the first program here was inaugurated by Giriraj Swami Maharaj in 1979, November. Giriraj Maharaj, of course, Prabhupada said on several occasions, Bombay means Giriraj, because he had 100% complete faith in Giriraj Maharaj's devotion, his dedication, and his loyalty. So, glorious beginning. After I accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life, in 1982, I started coming to India every year. And soon after that, Mahaprabhu would always bring me to his car center, either to attend programs or to perform programs. Since that time, during the inconceivable years of our congregation's development, we really didn't have anything else. There really wasn't a Radha Gopinath temple. There was just a little room in a downstairs. So, you know, the main program, I would just go house to house every day and do little programs. But the big program every week was on Friday, coming here. And big programs in those days were 30 people. Gradually it expanded and expanded. We have heard how, through the dedication of Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, Palika Mataji, Shyamadasi Mataji, Giri Govardhan Prabhu, and also Sahadev Prabhu, his family, and others, so many devotees, actually their hearts were transformed. One of the great lessons we could learn from this project is the miracle that manifests when devotees are consistent, when they simply do not give up. Because this program has not been easy to maintain it for 25 years. There were times when practically no one was coming and no one was helping. And the easiest thing in the world would be to just close it down. And that was a serious thought, even. They continued on, carried on. It is a great tribute to Mahaprabhu, that for 25 years he has consistently, with great dedication, maintained this wonderful project. And it is really a great honor to be here today to express my sincerest gratitude. Mahaprabhu, today we are very much contemplating and meditating on you and your good wife's devotional service, your sacrifice, your enthusiasm, and also your humility. He has the courage of a British soldier and the heart of a Bengali mother, as Prabhupada would say. Prabhupada said, this is what a preacher must have. A real preacher must have the courage of a British soldier and the heart of a Bengali mother. Sometimes we have one or the other, but that combination has a very powerful effect, and that is a blessing of Krishna. And yes, although Mahaprabhu is sometimes, especially in the past, very, very heavy. Even little Govinda was hiding in fear, like a rabbit from a lion. And others were like that also. And he would just pull someone and push someone. But why? Why this technique had such a powerful effect of changing so many people's lives? It's because it was motivated by love. In his heart of hearts, he really wanted to give them Krishna. He really saw the intense urgency for that person to not waste their life futilely in material existence. That it was the top priority of every person's life to accept Krishna consciousness. And very deep compassion and love he was motivated by. And in his older years, that particular element is coming out, is becoming more evident more and more. But actually it has always been his motivation. Yes, he treated so many of our devotees who were very young and inexperienced and lost as sons and daughters. And he's strict with Giri Govardhan too. So really, you were all his bona fide sons and daughters out of love. And Palika Devi Mataji, unbelievable personality. One of the unsung heroes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. She was always there to support with great enthusiasm, take care of the deities, even when her health was practically dying, so many hardships. She was always there supporting and inspiring like a mother. So we really gather together today to express our gratitude to Palika Mataji and Mahaprabhu Prabhu. Let us loudly offer our gratitude by chanting
Hare.
And we'll be very happy to speak about you again on the 50th anniversary.
Arriba!
But please, everyone, take this program very seriously. Deep gratitude to Rohini Nandan Prabhu, Prisha Bhanu Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu. They have been extending themselves greatly to help. And Mahaprabhu is always facilitating, trying to bring others and put them in the forefront to preach and instill bhakti in people's hearts. Very wonderful, special quality. And by you and your good wife's devotional service, Sri Radha Vrindavan Natavara are dancing very happily in what was a dilapidated garage for Maruti? Is that what you had? This used to be the altar for an old Maruti. It's leaking oil and giving off exhaust. And you have transformed it into the spiritual world where Radha and Vrindavan Natavara are dancing and attracting everyone's hearts to their eternal lila. Thank you very much.